Hello everyone and welcome to the AstroPage Daily Review podcast by Mikhail Lisakov, episode 16. Today is still 2020, November 16th, and I have another paper on AGN feedback on my table. So today it is non-isotropic feedback from accreting spinning black holes by Luca Sella and co-authors. As usual, I will first read the abstract. Active galactic nuclei are massive black holes caught in the act of accreting gas at the center of their host galaxies. Part of the accreting mass is converted to energy and released into the surrounding medium in a process loosely referred to as AGN feedback. Most numerical simulations include AGN feedback as a subgrid model, wherein energy or momentum or both is coupled to the nearby gas. In this work, we implement a new momentum-driven model in the hydrodynamic code gizmo, in which accretion from large scales is mediated by a subgrid accretion disk model, and gas particles are stochastically kicked over a biconical region to mimic observed kinetic winds. The feedback cone's axis can be set either parallel to the angular momentum of the gas surrounding the black hole or to the black hole spin direction, which is self-consistently evolved within the accretion disk model. Using a circumnuclear disk as a testbed, we find that the conical shape of the outflow is always visible and is weakly dependent on the launching orientation and aperture, resulting in comparable mass inflows and outflows. The cone's orientation is also similar amongst our tests, and it is not always the same as the initial value due to the interaction with the CND playing a crucial role in shaping the outflow. And the velocity of the outflow, instead, differs and strongly depends on the interplay with the CND. CND stands for the circumnuclear disk, by the way. I don't have a strong background in simulations, so I've really enjoyed reading this massive introduction for this paper, which covers a lot of related research. And as far as I understood, this paper stands out because the authors have used evolving spin of the black hole in their simulations. The authors build a self-consistent picture of mass transfer in the central parts of a galaxy. First, there is a mass inflow rate, which describes how much mass comes from large-scale parts of the galaxy towards the central region. And this inflow in mass is divided into three major parts. So one part goes to grow the mass of the accretion disk, another part is accreted into the black hole, and the rest forms an outflow. I was really curious to know what fraction of inflow in mass is then ejected as an outflow. And apparently it depends on the outflow speed. And the authors have considered two speeds, 1,000 kilometers per second and 10,000 kilometers per second. In the former case, about 3% of inflow in mass is then ejected into outflows. And for outflow in speed of 10,000 kilometers per second, this ratio is 25%. After the models were tested against different outflow speeds, the authors stick to the outflow velocity of 1,000 kilometers per second. And this velocity was fixed in their simulations. On the other hand, the radiative efficiency was a free parameter in their model. It was set to 10% at the start of their simulations and could evolve. So it means that in the beginning of simulation, 90% of the mass that got to the this accretion disk black hole region is accreted into the black hole and 10% is ejected. The feedback process itself was simulated in two different ways. In the first case, the gas particles got their kick velocity in the radial direction. And the actual particles that were kicked were selected in a stochastic manner. In the physical sense, it corresponds to the case when there is a quasi-isotropic radiation field from the central black hole. And this radiation just kicks the gas away, always adding to its radial speed. The second case is something close to what is usually considered for the formation of relativistic jets. Like, the direction of the outflow could be driven by either the accretion disk or by the spin of the black hole. By fixing different parameters, the authors have finally considered all the possible variations of the model, with the paramount full model, which also allowed for the black hole spin to evolve. As the most apparent result of all these simulations is that the direction of the outflow is mostly dictated by the circumnuclear disk rather than the spin of the black hole. This holds even for the case when the black hole spin evolves in such a way that it became aligned with the circumnuclear disk. From the point of view of the outflowing material, even if it was ejected in the direction of the black hole spin, the circumnuclear disk readily shapes and deflects it, so the average outflow velocity is tending to be perpendicular to the circumnuclear disk. What surprised me a lot is that in their full simulation, the black hole spin starts to be along the circumnuclear disk plane at some point. I think in the beginning, the momentum axis of the disk and the black hole spin were parallel. The authors also note that the black hole mass has changed by around 1% during their simulation. So to me, it seems like some inconsistency here between the changing in this black hole spin and in the black hole mass. So as the bottom line of this paper, the circumnuclear disk rules the outflows. And if you want to know all the details, go on, read this paper, but be ready to spend good several hours for it, because the paper contains several simulation setups, a lot of variables, a lot of important details. So check it out if you're interested. Thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow.